So again, we're here at the NRB, and you know, it's so cool, the different people that God sends our way. And you know, each time I turn around, there's somebody new that I get to find out what God's doing. And you know, what a target-rich environment from my standpoint of, like, God is working with all these folks. And now we've got Hilda, and your last name is pronounced
Mulu.
Mulu. And you're an author of this book.
Yes.
The Girl with Special Shoes.
The Girl with Special Shoes. I'm the girl with special shoes.
So tell me, how did God get a hold of Hilda?
Oh, I was born in a country called Cameroon on the west central coast of Africa.
Really? I've never heard of it.
You never heard of Cameroon?
Sorry.
You end up traveling to Cameroon. But yeah, I was born and I grew up in Cameroon. It's neighbors with Nigeria. Have you heard of Nigeria? And Chad and Gabon. But it's a beautiful country. It's a beautiful country. I was born into a loving family. But when I was growing up, I started developing a form of disability, which was causing my body to be weakened. So this weakness, no one could explain. We went to hospitals. We went to witch doctors. We tried to find
witch doctors.
Yeah.
You went to witch doctors?
Yeah. People go to witch doctors in Cameroon.
Did you have an appointment?
See why you need to read the book?
Yeah. So what is that like to go to? What does a witch doctor say to you?
These are people who believe that they receive answers and solutions from the spirits or from the ancestors. So, yes, a lot of people sometimes would be disillusioned by the hospitals and go there. But it's more of a cultural thing where many people believe that they can get answers from their ancestors. So we sought answers for my body weakness from those people as well, and we didn't get those. My body continued to progressively weaken to the point that I got into a wheelchair. So all this while it was looking for answers as a family, but personally wondering if God loved me still. And if God loved me, why would he let such a terrible thing happen to me? You know, so I got to a point where I judged God's love only by the fact that he would heal my body. I prayed a lot for him to heal me, but I guess he chose other ways to heal me. You know, so the Lord, I got saved while I was in high school after reading John N. Monhagai's book, My Son Johnny, and Johnny Erickson Tada's book, Johnny.
I would suppose that would have a great... You know, for those of you who are not familiar with Joni Erickson Tada, she also is in a wheelchair from a diving accident and has been there. Just wonderful, wonderful radio show host and author and just amazing lady.
Amazing and singer and all that. So her book was really instrumental in helping change my perspective from that of God doesn't love me, therefore he lets this happen to me, to that of God still loves me and I'm created in his image. And he can use me and my wheelchair to do amazing things. And that is when I came to the Lord, when I was about 17-ish. And I went on to go to university. At that time, when I had those questions, I thought my life was not worth living. I tried to kill myself. I looked for ways of killing myself that would not really hurt my family. You know, but the Lord saved and kept me. And so I went on to university. After university, I stayed unemployed for a while, which is normal in my country, and then I got recruited to work as a radio host.
Really?
In Cameroon.
Well, listen to that voice now that you think about it.
Thank you.
So what kind of show did you host?
I hosted different shows because I worked as a radio host for about 15 years. One of the flagship shows was a national show where reporters went out to the field around my country. And then I would be in the studio and receive the news and coordinate that. I also did a show for women called Women on the Move, about women in Cameroon and challenges they face, just letting them tell their stories. And also I did a show for persons with disabilities.
Wow, isn't that amazing? God gave you a rolling platform.
Yes, he did. He did. And that permitted me to tell my story and to let other people tell their stories as well.
And so how long ago did you write the book?
Oh, it was a long process. Because from the outset, I was not sure if I could write a book that others would read. But I felt a prompting, like other people's stories had done so much to change my life, and it was just incumbent on me to write a book so that other people can also hear what God is doing in my life. But also, coming from a culture where the perception about disability is still very much nuanced, I would say at best, I wanted my story to be kind of a light, to help people see that disability is not a curse, as some people believe. Kids who live with disabilities should not be killed, as it happens in certain cultures. Instead, they should be nurtured and loved and encouraged and introduced to the love of God so that they can live up to their potential.
Yeah, I said 2 Corinthians chapter 1, you know, God comforted you, right?
And oh, now you're comforting. I love those verses, yeah, so that that comfort can overflow into the lives of other people.
Right, and certainly, you know, have you ever seen the movie The Butterfly Circus?
No.
You need to, this is on your to-do list. It's an amazing story. I forget his name. Is Nick Vlahek. He doesn't have any arms and he doesn't have any legs.
I met him yesterday, Robbie.
Yeah, there's a movie that was called The Butterfly Circus.
Wow.
And you, if anybody on the planet Earth needs to see that movie, it would be you.
I'll have to look out for that.
But
the Butterfly Circus.
It's completely on the whole idea of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 1. That whole idea of God comfort that now he's using, right, as he goes around with his
Amen.
Platform,
Amen.
Like you do. Right? And you share that. And so, before we started the interview, I asked Hilda, you know, about the shoes, because it's what it says, is the girl with special shoes. And she said, you need to read the book.
You need to read the book. But I've worn a lot of shoes in my life, and there were times when I couldn't wear shoes because my disability was progressing, and my feet were turning. Are you familiar with clubfoot?
Yes.
Yeah, so my feet at some point were clubbed. And I couldn't wear shoes. So I had to wear, you see on the cover, calipers.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, I had to wear calipers for a while. And, yeah, I was called names because I wore calipers. And so from calipers, I graduated to other shoes. But then you need to get to the book to know more about the special shoes.
Yes, you need to read the book. But there's actually a picture on the back of you in those.
Yes.
And that particular story. So... like, did you come? Where do you live now?
I live in Bladensburg, Maryland.
How did you get to America from...
I took a plane. Just kidding. Actually...
I bet you did. You didn't swim?
I didn't swim. I wish I did. But I came to America first 10 years ago, in 2014, as a young African leader. President Obama had an initiative called the Mandela Washington Fellowship, which brought together young people from around the continent of Africa to the States for 6 weeks to interact with the people here, learn more about American culture, and also go back to implement some of the things that we had learned. And it was an amazing group, an amazing opportunity. So when I first came here in 2014, I came as that young African leader. Then the following year, I came, I've been coming back and forth to speak at conferences, to meet friends, and to meet other people. But I moved here in 2018, partly because, unfortunately, there is a conflict in my part of Cameroon, yeah, and other reasons.
And so now you live here, and so you're an author?
I am.
Are you just still doing radio?
Say that again.
Are you still doing radio?
I wish I could. I haven't really figured out how to do that. But I love radio, and I'm loving being here. So I hope that when things really play out well for me, I'll be able to set up to do radio.
Yeah, well, it just so happens I know some people in radio.
Oh, so you are the right person to meet. You are the person I had to meet.
Kind of work in radio. Yeah, I work
Wonderful.
For the Truth Network, and you know, something that you have is a gift, obviously, that God's given you. And so, you know, when you get off with me, by all means, connect with her and tell her you have an interest in being on the air and what
Robbie,
that might look like.
You know, God does these things in my life, like this God moments, and this is one of them. Thank you for saying that. I definitely will connect because I've been praying, like, Lord, show me how to go forward.
Yeah, because not only do we have the Truth Network, which I work for, but we also have the Light Network, which is a black gospel network across different parts.
Wonderful.
Where they definitely, you know, we're all the time, you know, obviously trying to figure out the talent for those markets and for what that may be.
Here
and
I am.
There you are, and you have a background and a phenomenal story go with it. So, and
praise God.
You know, it's again, God's given you that background, and obviously from a very different culture.
Yes. Yeah, and it's a beautiful thing, you know, to have all of these cultures blend in to show the manifold wisdom of God.
And, you know, I don't unfortunately run out of time because we could just go into the whole direction. But in your culture, praising God is you probably find it a little dry coming here after being there.
That's right. That's right. I share in the book, The Girl with Special Shoes, moments of going to church. And one of the things that was most frustrating to me is that we praise God a lot by clapping and singing and dancing. And I'll be sitting in the church and I can't clap and I can't dance. But the Lord has given me a voice to praise Him with, and praise Him I will.
Well, now you've asked, you know, I got to ask one more question. Dance?
Dance.
Do you swing around in your chair? How do you
I swing around in my chair, sing along, and yeah, I can't clap and I can't dance like the others, but it turns out everyone can dance.
Oh, yes, they can. Yes,
everyone
can
dance.
Hilda, what a joy it has been to talk to you today.
What a joy to meet you, Robbie. Thank you so much for having me.